Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected on today. This is the place where we come together and we grow and we share together. This is where leaders convene every single week to learn strategies and practical principles to apply to our everyday life, and more specifically to the avenue of leadership. This is something we are excited about. And of course, we are grateful because we really believe that iron sharpens iron. If you're a part of this community, thank you for being a part of Next Level Leader. We don't take it for granted, and we appreciate you and we celebrate you. We're grateful for your interest in learning principles that can help you become the leader we know you can become. I want to thank you. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot to us that you've done that. We don't take it for granted, and we appreciate you. Make certain that you follow me, Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3, on Instagram. It would mean a lot if you did that. Stay connected to me. Also, go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Can get content and other things there that can be a tremendous blessing to you. Certainly want you to make certain you go over to YouTube and subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube channel. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We would absolutely love for you to be a part of that community as well. It's a great, great YouTube channel with great content. We talk about leadership and marriage and family and raising children and ideating vision. A lot of great stuff over there. So go check it out. Let us know that it is blessing you, and we appreciate it so very, very much. All right. I'm so grateful today because I want to talk about overcoming the comparison syndrome. And this is such an important topic, particularly in a day of social media, where many of us are often looking at what's happening in the lives of other people and downplaying the extraordinary things that are going on in our own lives. I believe the comparison syndrome has caused many people to truly miss the mark, miss their destiny. I want to break something down to you. God has this amazing destiny for you, the destiny destination. And there's this trajectory that he takes us on. And there are things that he navigates our lives through, a series of developmental things that are necessary to prepare us for that place. As we go through those things, it's important that we lock in on the lessons, the blessings along the way. And it's important that you stay laser sharp focused. This is not something new. Scripture teaches us this, right? That we should always look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That scripture talks about laying aside the weight that so easily besets us and all those distractions. I think there's another wonderful, marvelous example of this is Peter, who walks on the water. And if he keeps his eye on Jesus, he makes it. The moment he is focusing on something else, he gets distracted. And he begins to sink. I think that at the root of a lot of our comparison syndrome is something we have to examine, this whole idea of distraction. So let's go right into this. And number one, let's understand the root cause. What is the root cause of this comparison syndrome? I think often it stems from our insecurities and sometimes our lack of self-worth. And understanding why you compare yourself to others is the first step in truly overcoming it. And I believe it's important to reflect on the triggers and journal about the instances where you felt compelled to compare yourself to someone else. I think that a lot of these identity patterns and underlying insecurities contribute to our level of, you know, really comparing ourselves to others and the extent to which we do it. I think if you find yourself in this place where, you know, you're comparing somebody's job to yours, somebody's salary to yours, somebody's home to yours, somebody's clothes to yours, somebody's spouses to yours. I mean, this is a deep stuff, right? And it's rooted in insecurity. And I think when you have a greater sense of worth and value and know who you are, maybe very clear as a leader, the scripture says you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. You got to walk in that. And I think when you really go at the root, I have a book I want to encourage you to get. I want you to really take time and get it too. It's called Restored at the Root. You can get it at josephwalker3.org. In that book, I talk about really going at the root causes and doing the root work, because every action has a cause and we're acting out in ways and we're wondering, why am I doing this and why am I doing that? It's because of some underlying issues that have not been reconciled. And so the book kind of helps you walk through this root work, I call it, and really getting at that, because so goes the root, so goes the fruit. So let's understand the root cause, and let's understand the insecurities that are giving rise to that, and let's work on ourselves and recognize our own value and our own worth. And I think that will really help you overcome the comparison syndrome, that you recognize that the same God who did that for them can do it for you. The gifts that are in them, God has given you unique gifts, and you will never discover those gifts if you're always trying to covet someone else's gift. There's so much inside of all of us that have yet to come to fruition. And you have to be willing to walk into that and trust that, right? Number two, focus on your strengths and achievements. Now, what do I mean by this? This is about recognizing and appreciating the strengths and accomplishments that God has placed inside of you. You can build a lot of self-confidence, and you can also reduce the urge to compare. If you are locked in on working on you, I talk about this all the time, right? Work on your physical health, work on your mental health, work on the things that matter to you. You know, the books you're reading and building your brand, and work on the leader you're trying to become and sharpening yourself and being a next level leader. Like if you focus on that, you don't have energy or time to focus on what someone else is doing. Here's a practical step for you. Create a list of your strengths, your skills, your past achievements, and review that regularly, especially when you feel the urge to compare. Start looking at, wait a minute, look at what I've accomplished. Look at what I'm doing over here. And I think this is what's important, right? Because you've got some amazing accomplishments that you haven't necessarily been thankful for. Sometimes you can accomplish a big thing and you're like, but it wasn't that. And I've heard people talk, well, you know, we're doing this, but it's not like you. I'm like, man, celebrate where you are. Be grateful for your strengths and focus on that and build on that. And I think that's important, right? And I think when you begin to do that, you don't lead in with these comparison syndrome, you know, little underlying statements that clearly point to insecurities and discomfort around people who are doing amazing things. You're not intimidated by people doing amazing things. You celebrate that because you know they have their lane, their scale, you have your scale, and it all matters and it's all amazing. So focus on your strengths and your achievements. Here's number three, set personal goals, right? And this is important because personal goals give you a sense of direction and purpose, like helping you to focus on your own progress rather than comparing yourself to others. There it is again, right? We talk a lot about SMART goals. I teach about this. Many of you have heard about that. It's an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals, right? Break these goals down into smaller, manageable tasks and then track your progress. Set goals, man. Set new goals. I've learned that what keeps me from comparison is competing with who I was yesterday. Setting new goals, setting new milestones, and then shifting my energy toward those things. And I have found it is the most amazing thing ever. When you do that, you will see an incredible increase in focus and attention toward the fulfillment of that thing because you're locked in on it. So let's focus on setting new goals, guys. Let's do it. Next level leader, what new goals, what new ideas and visions do you have? Let's do some new stuff. Don't get stale here. Let's continue to push the needle forward and continue to do extraordinary things because you are extraordinary. Got it? All right, here's number four. And I want to say this. This is a big one, and I know this is going to challenge some of you, so hold your breath. Limit social media usage. Social media can often produce a curated and idealized version of people's lives, and it leads to unhealthy comparison. Sometimes the stuff you see on social media is not even real, but it can cause people to be going down the vortex of comparison in ways in which are so unhealthy, and you can end up beating yourself up because you're not like this person, you don't have this. And sometimes people create these images and perceptions about what they are that is so far from the truth. So you have to really take social media like a good piece of fish. You got to chew the meat and spit out the bone. Set boundaries for your social media use and stop using that scrolling all day. You know, it's called a lizard brain. You're just scrolling all day, looking at this and looking at that. You can't even appreciate your own home because you're looking at somebody else's home. You can't even be thankful for your own vehicle because you're looking at somebody else's vehicle. Consider taking regular breaks, you know, and unfollow accounts that create triggers for you. That trigger comparison stuff, just unfollow, man. Just block that stuff. Get that stuff out of your system. Be willing to purge yourself. Divest yourself of trigger comparisons. The best way I can say this is use social media responsibly. Use it and don't let it use you. Got that? Big deal, right? And I'm on social media all the time. I use it responsibly and I make certain that I let people know, right? And I find myself, we all have this tendency of saying, oh my God, so-and-so is doing this in this city. And you'll end up, let me tell you the challenge, you'll end up trying to redact your vision to keep up and compete with someone who's not paying you any attention because they're doing it. Maybe I should do it. Well, you're not at the same scale, one, two. You may not have the same resources. You might not have the same support system. So you got to just do what you're called to do and be okay with that. The Bible says, godliness with contentment is of great gain. Let that sink in for a moment. Here's number five, practice gratitude. Shall I say it again? Practice gratitude, because gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. I talk about this all the time. Stop adding up your problems and start counting your blessings. You know, gratitude reduces the feelings of inadequacy and comparison. When you are grateful, man, you literally wake up every day and you're thankful for all the specific things that God is doing in your life. And when you're grateful, you're thankful for your staff, your team, your money, your house, your business, your vision. You're thankful and you can celebrate what's happening in somebody else's life because that's what, you know, we'd always say in church, what God has for them is for them. What God has for you is for you. So start your day perhaps with a gratitude journal. Maybe sit down and write down all the things you're grateful for. Have you done that recently? Just begin to think about that. Man, what are you very grateful for? And then write down the things that you know. God has done for you and that you've taken for granted. And then begin to just chronicle those things and let those become a point of reference. If you start focusing on gratitude, man, it'll take away that attitude of comparison. Here's number six, celebrate other people's success. Celebrating other people's success can shift your mindset from competition to collaboration. And it reduces the need for comparison. When you learn how to celebrate what's happening in somebody's life, what you're saying is your success does not diminish me. Let me say it again. Your success does not diminish me. I am grateful for what's happening in your life and I can celebrate it and I'm thankful and I can walk in victory in what I'm doing. And I can celebrate every victory you get because when you win, I win. I win, you win. There's enough space for all of us to win. So congratulate colleagues and friends on their achievements and practice genuine appreciation and learn from their successes. Man, there are times in which you've got to pick the phone up and you got to say, what did you do? How did you make that happen? What can I learn from this? Stop being a competitor all the time and hating, just get to a point where you can say, man, you're doing something right. There's a way in which I can learn from this and glean and grow. So I think it's just a marvelous opportunity for you to celebrate other people's success. I believe next level leaders learn to do this. We talk about it all the time. Look at some of the previous episodes. And I'm telling you, I want to encourage you that a lot of the success I've had in my life has been because I have celebrated the success of other people. Not been a person that's been hating and preventing somebody else's vision from coming to pass. I've always shared information, best practices, opened up my team to help other people come and learn from our staff. I've pulled out information because I recognize none of it really belongs to me. It belongs to God. This is a gift of God, this vision and things that are happening. And so I share it freely because I know that when they're successful in what they're doing, it all to me glorifies God. So can you celebrate other people's success? That's big, right? All right, let's go and review what we talked about, all right? We're talking about overcoming the comparison syndrome. And our first principle was understanding the root cause. Let's get at why we're this way. Oftentimes, it's tied to our insecurities and tied to a variety of different identity pattern issues. We're going to deal with that, go after it, deal with it, address it, begin to ask the critical questions, and begin to claim your self-worth, begin to walk in your own value. And then you're going to, number two, focus on your strengths and achievements. You're going to start appreciating the things that you know are happening within you, and you're going to begin to develop those things, and you're going to begin to celebrate those strengths and things that you know are happening in your life and applaud your victories. You know, celebrate those things. When God created the world, he looked back and congratulated himself and said, that was good. Sometimes you got to pause and say, you know what? Let me focus on my strengths and my achievements. I've done a lot. And if I focus on those things and celebrate those milestones, then I think that's a huge, huge, huge thing to do as it relates to overcoming this whole comparison syndrome. Number three, set these personal goals, right? Because personal goals give us a sense of direction and purpose. And they really help us focus on our own progress rather than comparing ourselves to others. It's so important. It is so important, y'all, for us to start working on what am I working on now? What am I reimagining? What new thing am I ideating? What vision? What new fresh idea can I develop now? I think that's big, right? Number four, limit your social media usage. Use social media responsibly. Yes, you need it as a next level leader to build your brand, the network, all those things, but you don't need it if it's going to hinder you to go down the vortex of comparison syndrome, always looking at what others are doing and believing that everything you see on social media is actually true. All right, here's number five. You're going to practice gratitude. You're going to wake up every day. You're going to find something we're grateful for. We're going to chronicle our gratitude, write it down, journal about it, and we're going to see amazing things begin to happen. Then number six, you're going to celebrate other success. We're not going to be haters. We're going to be collaborators. We're going to celebrate, congratulate what they're doing, and we're going to make certain that we continue to do that, be cheerleaders for others and push others and recognize this thing, that your success does not diminish me. And number seven, we're going to just seek professional help if we need it, y'all. Because persistent comparison can be a sign of a deeper issue such as anxiety or depression. And I think it's important to really seek out professional help and get the strategies and support to overcome the challenges you might be dealing with. Because if you find yourself in a place of comparison and it starts affecting your mental health, consider speaking to a therapist. Talk to a counselor. And they can offer tailor-made strategies to help you manage your feelings. And I know it to be true. You have to talk to somebody. Why am I in this place? Why is my self-esteem so low when I find myself in these rooms? Why am I dealing with imposter syndrome? Because I'm living my life comparatively, asking myself, well, everybody else has this, but I don't. Should I be here? Am I valued? Am I worthy enough to be here? Let me tell you something. You may need to talk to somebody because I want you to know something. Everybody's journey is unique. And if you focus on your own personal growth and your own acceptance, you can overcome this comparison syndrome. And you can lead a more fulfilling life as a next level leader. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I want to share with you today. Thank you so much. I want you now to make sure that you share this podcast with somebody you know who needs it. I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Again, go out there on josephwalker3.org, get that book I talked about, Restored at the Root. You need that. And other books and content. If you want me to come in and speak at one of your events, if you are interested in knowing when I'll be in your city, josephwalker3.org. And of course, I want to appreciate all of you so much just for your support and love. It means a lot. And I thank you. And if you're interested in partnering with this podcast, maybe you like to be a sponsor of this podcast and have your business, your vision to be heard among the hundreds of thousands who listen every week, then shoot me a message at josephwalker3 on Instagram, DM me that, and we'll get back with you. We appreciate you so much. I'm thankful, and I hope this episode has been a blessing, and I hope you will share it with as many people as you can, because that's what Next Level Leader is all about. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank all of you. for just being a part. And remember, there's something amazing happening in your life, and you really will never know it until you take your eyes off of others and focus on what God is doing through you. Until next time, you be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.